And welcome, my friends, to a second hour of the Cool Jazz Set, playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And we are celebrating our 8th anniversary here on WDCE today. And so we're excited about that, going into our 9th year, and bringing you more great music. We originate each week from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM streaming at WDCE.org. We're live from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and our shows are recorded and will be available tomorrow. All of our shows are posted on the following Monday. So if you want to hear all of tonight's show again or listen to some of it, just go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on Radio Shows. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and it's always my pleasure to be with you playing this music. A warm welcome to the other stations now carrying the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio, and KJIV, the Fine 89 in Reno, Nevada. And of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners, and thanks so much for tuning in. We'll get started with this second hour with one of my favorite groups. This is the Clayton Brothers from their album Back in the Swing of Things, and that would be John Clayton on bass, Jeff Clayton on alto sax, Terrell Steffen on trumpet, Bill Cunliffe on piano. But actually, Gerald Clayton, John's son, is going to be playing on this track, and then Jeff Hamilton on drums. And this is a tune written by John Clayton entitled Gina's Groove. Gina being his beautiful daughter, by the way, too. So here they are. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And that was the Michael Pettison Quartet. Michael on tenor sax, Jim Riddle on piano, Andy Lalasis on acoustic bass, and Bob Shomo on drums. And that was Theme for Ernie, Michael Pettison. Well, Richmond has a number of big bands and always has had a tradition of having some really fine big bands. There are a number of them here right now. This is one of the best. This is the Herb Stone Big Band under the direction of Mr. Jim Hale. And this is a theme song the band plays, Tribute to Miller. Hope you enjoy.
Let me love you. Let me say that I do. If you lend me your ear, I'll make it clear that I do. Let me whisper it. Let me sigh it. Let me sing it, my dear, or I will cry. Let me show that I do. Let me do a million impossible things so you'll know that I do. I'll buy tomorrow I'll send you merrily on your way. A million impossible things, so you know that I do. I'll buy you the dawn if you let me love you today. And tomorrow I'll send you merrily on your way. Ooh, tomorrow I'll send you happily on your way.
Miss Diane Reeves from her recording, The Grand Encounter, and Let Me Love You. And by the way, that was the wonderful Clark Terry on trumpet. And speaking of Diane Reeves, the Modlin Center here at the University of Richmond has a wonderful jazz lineup coming this finishing out this year and going into next year. And they're bringing Diane Reeves here. She's actually going to be performing down for the Modlin Center, but down at the Carpenter Center. And I believe it's in March, but I'll keep you posted on that because you'll definitely want to go catch her. She is something else. And she'll have a great band with her, by the way, too. Let's see. Up next, this is a great tenor player. I like this guy a lot, and I heard him first because my son was playing with him some several years back when he was touring in Europe. And he told me about him, and he sent me some recordings. But anyway, I recently got this recording from Jochen Valdez, and it's spelled J-O-C-H-E-N, pronounced Jochen. His last name is Valdes, Jochen Valdez. And this is his quintet, featuring him on tenor saxophone, by the way. And the tune that he wrote is called Following Circles, Jochen Valdez. Thank you. the Monte Alexander Trio, featuring Monty on piano, and that was John Pizzarelli on guitar. Body and Soul, jazz classic. Up next, this is a nice recording Mike Murley up in Canada sent me. He has a number of really good recordings out. This is from an album entitled Conversation Piece. It's on the Cornerstone record label, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, but it looks like it's La Homard Bleu, and it's spelled L apostrophe H-O-M-A-R-D and B-L-E-T. So here's Mike Murley and his quintet. Thank you.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. When my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for the pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath and start all over again. Soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, dust yourself off, pick yourself up, start all over again. Take me home.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Marian, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond with a great music department, by the way, too. Okay, that last recording, I'm sure you recognize the wonderful Tony Bennett, who's still going strong, from his most recent album entitled The Silver Lining, The Songs of Jerome Kern. And he's backed up by a nice trio led by Bill Charlap on piano. And that was Pick Yourself Up and Dust Yourself Off. Up next, I'm going to play two versions of a wonderful song that I think you'll like. The title is This Is Always. The first is going to be by the Richmond Swing Orchestra, led by Bill Crow, and featuring wonderful flugelhorn player Mac Wells. And I'm going to follow that with a vocal version of it by Miss Eden Atwood. So let's see what you think.
Thank you. This is not a dream that faded with the dawn. It's one that fate intended to go on and This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning. Summer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night. You tied a string around my heart. So how can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this
Miss Eden Atwood from her album entitled This Is Always, the Ballad Session. And that beautiful flugelhorn work on this recording was Tom Harrell. Bill Cunliffe did the arrangements, and is a pianist. Derek Oles on bass and Lawrence Marable on drums. And this is one of my favorite recordings that she did. Some great stuff on here. And I hope you enjoy that. But it's about that time for me to say goodnight. And I want to tell you how much fun it's been playing this. And happy anniversary to the Cool Jazz Set. This is the end of our 8th year, beginning of our 9th. Look forward to being with you next week. We're swinging into August. Until then, stay cool and be well.
I die a little every time we say goodbye. I wonder why a little, why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so. Major to minor, every time we say goodbye. Every time we say